And now you just
Okay,
finish the
now we're off
cinnamon and
to
olive
Nun
and base.
Bays. Nun Bays. Tes
Zion.
Zion. Olive and Bays. Tes Zion. Ain Mevarchim Bar Priya 8 to Bar Priya Adama. We don't make a bracha Bar Priya 8 and Bar Priya Adama. Ela kashenikar b'miktsas shehu pri. Unless you recognize a little bit that it looks like a fruit. Now this just a hakdama. This gets into mashed potatoes, Pringles, what broccoli make on Pringles, what broccoli make on kugel, applesauce, those type of things, right? Because you can't tell now that it's a vegetable. So he's saying you don't make bar priya, it's a bar priya adama only when it's recognizable that it's a pri. Rasik, but if it got crushed, mahu, you don't know, it's not recognizable what it is. You go in lekfer, semivashlim, mishsufin, so some sort of plums together with beans, seriskan lagamri, that they get totally smashed up. Kadaima, similar things like that, shakol, you make the bracha shakol on it. Right, because you can't see, you don't know what it is. Although there are chalkim on this, so the whole thing is not pashut. But if you do make the bracha that's right to them, meaning, let's say on mashed potatoes, you made hadama, so then yotza, you would be yotza. And if the majority of the way you eat those fruits is when they're crushed, and then, like we said, when the fruit and the vegetable are meant to be eaten cooked, then that's the way you eat it. I mean, that's the regular way you eat it, so therefore it would get ha'etz or ha'adamah. So what's with potato kugel? So I think most potato kugel you can tell are potatoes, at least some form of potato. So then you'd make ha'adamah. But if it's really, really ground up, and you can't tell anything, so then maybe you'd have to make shakol. It's hard to know. Here is v'daychen. Then this is also a major one, especially for Bizman Hazeh, because Bizman Hazeh, you have all the people that are gluten free. So Peretz, this is for you, really. The whole gluten free. So what bracha do you make if it's rice bread with a little bit of oats in it? So here is v'daychen. So rice and millet. So that gets cooked in this mahu, they weren't crushed up. You make baripiyadam. If they were crushed up, or you ground it up and made bread, meaning flour. You made it rice flour, and then you made it the bread. And we have this a lot with you have rice. How do you call it? Pasta made out of rice. Pasta made out of. I know you name it. They have the pastas and cakes,
Cauliflower is what you're thinking
cauliflower.
of.
You have cauliflower. You have pizza, like the pizza, the crust from the cauliflower. Whatever you could dream of, it's in Trader Joe's. Yeah, anything that's in Trader Joe's. So I should tell what's in pasta. Yes, chilek vein arez adavitz, and it makes a difference. You think whether it's rice and millet. Ki mitzad ha'din alo arez v'arach baraminim zaynis. Mitzad ha'din, you should make on rice baraminim zaynis. Ala doichan sha'akol. But we don't know which one is considered millet, which one's considered rice. So we don't know. Some only somebody if the Erlicha people will only eat these rice things, and it's toich the suda. Right. So, okay, it's hard to know. B'shas And if necessary, she'en lo pas, you don't have bread to eat. Mevarach ben al hurz ben al rice shakol. That's the b'shas atag. You can make shakol l'acharein bar nefashos because that is the safety bet. Al pas osi mekitnius, bread that's made out of beans, right? So afilu b'mekamish adarka b'lechem zeh. Even if it's the derech to eat the bread, which could be in America already, it's becoming like that. Mevarach on alav shakol, you still make shakol. Right. There's no Bar Priya Adama because it's a total new entity. Right? And the Bar Nefesh is obviously because it's not bread. I am Prima Godim, Simon Reish Ches. Mishnah Zayin Sif Katan Yud Aleph Ishura Bracha Simin Simin Resh Zayin. Right, so there he's saying that there is, you could maybe, if they normally eat bread like that, so then maybe if it's corn you'd make a butter peyodom. Din Erev Kamachin, and what's the din with mixing in regular kemach, whether regular flour from the famishes at Minim? I'm Shulchan Aruch Simin Resh Ches Siftes. So there, it's a whole complicated thing. If they're, because the problem is that when you put in anything from flour, so then that gets the ikur, right? Anytime you have mezainis, so that mezainis becomes the ikur. The problem is you can't make alamichya because there's not a shear. You have to eat a lot of it in order to have a shear, in order to make the alamichya. So usually you can make the mezainis, but you can't make the alamichya. Okay, Yud Ches, al tzukr mevarach shakol, on sugar you make shakol, which is very interesting, because sugar, I imagine most sugar cane is made into sugar. So if that's the case, then it should be ha'etz, right? Meaning the reason why he's saying you make shakol and sugar is because it's not the way you normally eat the fruit, because sugar comes in sugar canes. So since it's not the normal way, so you make shakol. But lemaisa, most people are eating sugar cane, sugar from the sugar, not the sugar cane. So, okay, whatever it is, but that's what makes shakol. Anybody who sucks on sugar cane is also making shakol. Tzimrind v'licorice, cinnamon and licorice. So kais in oil and rock tam, and you chew it up, and you absorb the taste, pulpin, then you spit it out. Ha'ikar b'varchin shakol. The ikur is that you make shakol. That's chewing gum. So on chewing gum, you make shakol. Shaila is, what do you call those things? You put in your mouth for the breath. Listerine pockets, whatever you call those things. So most say you don't make a bracha on that, because that's not to suck it out and to swallow. That's just to get absorbed in your tongue. Okay. Simin nun gimel din right of a mashka shaperis virakus, the liquid that comes out of fruits and virakus. So aleph kol haperis virakus shesvatam v'haitzim in mashkin revorach ala mashkin shakol. All fruits and vegetables that you squeeze them out and you take out the liquid, you make shakol. Right? So that would be orange juice, apple juice. Those things you make shakol, and you have the honey that comes out of dates. Ki ain mashka nikras pri, rakayayin b'shemen zayis. Because mashka is not called a pri. The only mashka that comes out of a pri that's considered a chash of a liquid is wine, rakayayin, and shemen zayis. Vayayin shu chash of ma'oid, and wine that's very chash of kavaloi brachim yuchedis bar pri agafim. Shemen zayis shu gamkein chash of, and olive oil that's also chash of, imnena mimena b'inyin shu tzarek levarachalav. If you nana from them in the Indian that you need to make a bracha, varfan Allah Bari Priya eight, you make the bracha of Bari Priya eight. Right, so okay, there's no special bracha for Shemen Zayas. Right? For wine it does have. Okay, bays, peiros she'ain dakim l'bishul. You have peiros that the derech is not to cook them. Right? So then, Elalachlan Chayin, eat them raw. So in Bishlon, if you cook them, Ivarach ala right of Shakol, and you make on the right of Shakol, of a Peres, Shadarkan, the Yapshon of the Vashon, but Peres, that the Derech is to dry them and to cook them, Behain Shrichas, Leroy, and that's very common, but not to Adai to Dahi, and you planted them for that reason. So in Bishlon, Gede Lechel a Peres, if you cooked it in order to eat the peiros, the gamlishlis as a roitim, and also to drink the roitim of baruch ala roitim bar priyates, you make bar priyates. So filo eino eichel min a peiros, even if you don't eat from the peiros, because that was your intention the whole time. V'chein kidneys, beans, v'yirakas, vegetables, v'makas shadak al levashon la'aplan, v'gamlishlis a roitim, v'baruch ala roitim bar priyadama. Make bar priyadama. Filo eino eichel min a maifel, even if you don't eat from the maifel. Right, why is it different? Right, why here you're making Bar Priya Adama when we said in Sif Aleph that you make Shakol? Because here the derech is not to eat it by soaking it, soaking the peiros or yirakas, squeezing it on masari. Here the derech is to do it. יש שם משום דיויסן נכנס טעם הפרי והירק במים שמבש של נויסן. There's a much stronger taste into the water that you cook in them, מאשר הוא ממש כשזום, and than it is from the liquid that comes out of it. אבל אם אין כוונס הבישול, which is a shtickle of chiddush. That means he's saying that the taste that's in the liquid that came out of the fruit is stronger than the actual, if you would actually suck on the fruit. Which you can have nafka minas between how thick it is, and this you get into the vegetable soups, what brachim yagam vegetable soup, etc. It depends how it's made. Avalim ein kavanas abishul rak bishul haperis hayarakas, but if the kavan of cooking it is only for the fruits and the vegetables, azai kishayinu oichel min haperis hayarakas, ela shoyse es haroitiv levad, but then if you're only drinking the liquid, mevarach sha'akol, then you make sha'akol. Bim bishul and imbasar biyachad, and if you cook these vegetables with meat, even if the kavana of the bishul is with the roitev, then you would make shakol. Why? Because in that situation, the meat is the ikar, right? When any time that you have, it's coming up in the next siman, but any time that you have mixtures, you always make a bracha on the ikar and not on the tuffel. Okay. It's very difficult. So if you're not getting it, Hilchos Brachos is complicated. So, anyways, I hope it gives us a little bit of enlightenment of what goes into the whole issue of making brachos on different foods. All right, everybody should have a fine night.